You know what it is. Tuesday, 8 p.m. CJSF 90.1 FM. It's Vancouver FM, everybody. Welcome back. Another live episode for you in honor of CJSF's Listener Appreciation Week. Thank you so much to all the listeners who have been with us, who have tuned in to the podcast in the early days, helped us get it started back in 2016, 2017. We've been on the air ever since, every Tuesday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific. Of course, our theme song by Vancouver's Schnoodlebug. This is Gluck Schmerz. And tonight, in honor of you, the listener, we're going to play some of the favorite tracks of mine up in our first hour. Some rockin' stuff. We've got some N64 stuff. We've got some a little bit of Halo in there. Got some old school chiptune. We've even got some DOS games in there. Got some Zelda for those of you who enjoy a lot of Gravity Rush. What else we got? Kirby 64. 1080 Snowboarding, SSX Tricky, Biomenace, got some PC-98 stuff. So our first hour is going to be full of the hits, as it were, in the chiptune and video game world. And then our second hour is going to be all brand new stuff that I've dug up over the past hour. So shout out to CJSF 90.1 FM for being a fantastic place to make radio. They give you the skills you need to create the programs you want. And that was the reason that I started volunteering years ago. And it is thanks to you, the listener, that we have been able to keep going. Thank you so much to everybody who's interacted with us on social media, who has listened to the episodes, who has tuned in on FM, online, in podcast format. Thank you so much. If you want to get in touch with me, you can send me an email, bitcouver@gmail.com. We're going to listen to a little bit more Schnoodlebug and then get things going with a little bit of Plock. You're listening to Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, synthesized with nostalgia. We'll be right back. 1993 Super Nintendo game. Super, super cool stuff. Tim Fallon. Yeah. Now we got the Kirby 64, the Crystal Shards soundtrack. This is one of my favorite tracks, Quiet Forest. I'm going to play another one after that. Ruins theme, I believe. We'll move into some other N64 stuff. Tonight's program is all going to be about thanking you, the listener. Thank you so much for tuning in. Maybe you've found a new genre of music that you didn't know existed, or a new artist that you enjoy, stuff that you've heard, maybe you've used in various forms. Maybe you heard it on Vancouver and decided to use it for something else. Maybe you sent us a request and we played it. Maybe you were an artist who wanted to get your electronic music out on the airwaves, get you some Canadian airplay. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. We broadcast from Burnaby, BC, Canada, on the top of Burnaby Mountain, sometimes covered in snow, sometimes covered in rain, sometimes wind-swept up here, up above 300 meters. Kirby 64, one of my all-time favorite games. One of the best Kirby games, because in Kirby games you can inhale and swallow the enemies and then gain their powers. But Kirby 64 was unique because you could combine two. So there would be, you know, your basic ones like rock and fire and explosion and spike and electric and freeze and water and all that. And then you could combine them into two, and then you would have, if you combine, one of my all-time favorite ones, if you combine the ice and the electric one, Kirby turns into a fridge, and he opens the fridge door and he spits out health, like food items that you can eat to regain your HP, so a little overpowered for sure. There's a whole video on YouTube of which Kirby power is the best. Let me know in the comments below. And then, oh yeah, the Ruins theme. So good, so good. Thank you. In the YouTube comments here, it says Kirby 64 is a real thug game. I'd agree. It's kind of hard. Definitely the boss fights are pretty hard. Oh, aquatic ambience from Donkey Kong Country. Yeah, so immensely peaceful and beautiful. I remember playing levels with this theme just to hear it. I always really like this song. It gives me chills. It's Saturday morning. You're flipping through the channels, even though you know the cartoon schedule by heart. Come 11 o'clock, all primetime rejects and repetitive reruns. Come on, what do? Pop in Kirby 64. Wash, rinse, repeat. YouTube comments. Truly the zeitgeist of a generation. So good, so good, so good. It's fun, like I love doing the show live, and I love bringing you all new chiptune and historical stuff and synthesizers from the 1930s and brand new chiptune that was released yesterday. But every once in a while, we gotta remind ourselves why we're here, and that's to spread the good word of not only chiptune, but also the incredible variety of video game music. And that's why BitCoover was founded, is to provide you, the listener, with a spot on the FM airwaves every week where we feature this type of music, we revel in it, and we, you know, get our head dunked, get fully immersed in this music. Ah, so good. Next up, we're going to segue into some Zelda music through some Super Smash Brothers Zelda music. You recognize this one? Hyrule Castle. So the very first time I played Super Smash Bros. 64 was at a sleepover, and I got absolutely demolished, which is the way that you should learn how to play fighting games. And Smash is such a good game. It's just a lot of fun. And I've played and own all of the various iterations of Smash. Actually, that's not true. I don't own the 64 version, but I do have an emulator, so... maybe if someone wants to get me an N64, then we can actually play some real Super Smash. So maybe I might pick one up at the Retro Games Expo, of which BitCoover will be back. We have our table secured. We'll be there. It's end of June. We'll be talking more about that for sure. We'll have an entire special playlist and interviews and everything. We'll try to get some on-the-floor interviews this year. Maybe even some merch, some new stickers as well. Sad update for you all on the probe that was supposed to take the BitCoover image to the moon. It ended up, because it was not a spacecraft, a shocker, it ended up not achieving stable velocity, and they had to send it back to Earth and have it burn up in the atmosphere. So shoot for the moon, because if you miss, at least you'll be in the stars, as they say. Womp womp. But that's okay. You know, at least we got some cool stickers out of it. It was a cool design. I mean, and you know, I'm sure there will be options to send a 10 megabyte PNG file over to someone to put on... what are they called? Time capsules? Onto the lunar surface. I'm sure that will happen. Maybe we'll see some people go back to the lunar surface. That would be excellent. And now, next up, this one goes out to a very special gal. So shout out Bees. This is Zelda's Lullaby from The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. A very, very beautiful melody, but kind of an overlooked version of it. Absolutely one of the best versions. You're listening to BitCoover FM, Vancouver's only chiptune, video game, soundtrack, vaporwave, fake bit, electronic music history, broadcast on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you. So good. I was just informed by the requester of this song that was an oboe that opens this. So, so good. We're going to play a little bit more of Zelda now. This is from the Breath of the Wild OST. This game came out a couple years ago. It was kind of the first new Zelda game in a long time. And I just fell in love with this. It has a really, really cool soundtrack. I really enjoyed this soundtrack. And it was the first kind of open world Zelda, so a little divisive. I didn't really like it at first, but I love the visuals. I'm going to have to go back and play it again, but the soundtrack was phenomenal, so it gets points for that. But this, it's so good. This is the riding theme when you're on your steed. This is the day theme, and then we'll play the night theme coming up after that. Theme. See if you can recognize the reference that comes in. It's like almost it brings you to tears. It's so nice. We got a couple tear jerkers on this playlist for sure. Stuff that I'm like, oh, it's so epic. Just wait. Oh yeah. 2017. Three of the best video games of all time dropped. Nier Automata, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Gravity Rush 2. For my pick, Gravity Rush 2 ended up being the best of the three, but all three of those soundtracks were so good. I love the combat system in Horizon Zero Dawn, and Nier Automata is great as well too. The visuals, the overall game aesthetic and design and soundtrack of Gravity Rush 2 is just fantastic. Nier as well is just like one of the best games. Absolutely everyone should play it. Don't play the English dub. Play it in Japanese with English subtitles. It's so good. The story in Horizon Zero Dawn is fantastic, and same thing with Gravity Rush 2. We got a little bit of Gravity Rush 2 coming up, but we're going to play some of the Nier Automata soundtrack. This is Weight of the World. This is the closing theme song. We might play a couple of other tracks from Nier as well, too. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up here for you. Moving into the second quarter of Vancouver FM Listener Appreciation Week. Thank you so much. Big shout out to all my listeners. You are the ones who make it possible. All right, let's rock out to some Japanese soundtracks.
あの子は